lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Terry just in time because this is his favorite Christmas song.
That's what you just said, yeah.
But I think that's a lie. I don't really think that's his favorite
it's
Christmas song.
It's just Mariah he's concerned about. Just
you got
Mariah.
It. You got it. Now go ahead, Terry. Tell the truth.
Well,
it's Thanksgiving Eve. You can't lie on Thanksgiving Eve.
Well, the song plays a little part of it.
No, it doesn't.
No, not really.
What does this song even mean?
I don't care.
All I want for Christmas is you? What is
she's singing it to me.
No, she's not. No, she's not.
Oh, hey, you know, I want to say that all of our people who are hospitalized on this Thanksgiving Eve and the holidays, I want you to know that you're thought about and you're prayed for as well, you know, by family and friends and all. And there's a lot of people who wish they were being a part of the what do you call it? The trough, the Thanksgiving trough? No, the mule,
the feed bag.
The feed bag.
The feed bag.
Okay.
Terry, you know about the feed bag? The
absolutely.
Yeah, no. Sean, you've been in the feed bag.
I've been in the feed bag.
You were in the feed bag about 7 o'clock tonight.
Sean invented the feed bag.
The feed bag, not the trough. The feed bag.
Sean invented the feed bag.
But they would love to be a part of.
And, well, we care so much for people who are hospitalized. Or who possibly are in nursing homes, because they're the greatest audience in the world, because they care, they're interested, that's why we're here.
Well, we love you, and we want you to have the happiest in light of holidays that there are for you to have.
And we're again, we will be on the air till 2 in the morning, so we're going to be on the air on Thanksgiving Day, which will be happening in about 39 minutes.
That's right, WWGH 107.1 FM right here in Marion. You know the telephone number, 740-383-9944.
Maybe we should ask a trivia question. What do you think, Terry? What's a trivia question? You got one?
I don't have one.
Oh, come on. Something about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah, what year was when it first started?
But you don't know the answer. You can't ask a question if you don't know the answer.
I figure you can look it up.
No.
It seems like it started forever ago.
Oh, how do they start the parade every year? They've started the parade the same way every year.
Like a certain tradition, you mean?
Certain tradition.
Well, they have their grandmaster.
I've never watched it.
Oh, you've watched the parade?
No, I haven't.
Everybody has.
I know.
I've never.
You've been having the feed bag, but you've been watching the parade.
he watched the Lazarus Day parade.
Yeah, the JCPenney Day parade. Yeah,
everybody has seen parts of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
I never.
Where'd you live, in a cave?
Where the big, what are those, floats?
Yeah.
Garfield and
Felix
and
the
Charlie
Cat.
Brown.
Those Peanuts game,
yes.
Felix the Cat.
Yeah. I mean, it's on in the early in the morning, too, right?
9 a.m.
9 to noon.
Yeah, I'm not even out of bed by that time.
He just jumped, out of the food bag.
You see, we're having fun here, and that's what you do in the holiday season. You have fun, you enjoy that. And I don't believe for a second that Mariah Carey will ever. No, you can drop your jaw all you want over there. But I don't think Mariah Carey is ever going to end up in any kind of Hall of Fame.
Well, you mean a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Well, you know, I love Mariah as well, but no, she's not Patsy Cline.
Or
many of the others who have been.
I don't think she's supposed to be like that.
But we were talking earlier on, maybe you missed it, about Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
Now, there's somebody who deserves to be.
She was multi-talented.
She was a multi-talent. What does Mariah Carey do?
She was a great Catwoman. She was.
Yeah, we know about Catwoman, but what's Mariah Carey do? Come out and sing that song every year?
Yeah.
Mariah reminds me of J-Lo.
Well, she's had a lot of good hits.
She reminds me, she should be like the seventh Kardashian. That's what Mariah Carey is.
I mean, that's an insult to Mariah, man.
Well, of course, because the Kardashians know they're talentless.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Mariah Carey, she's had some good hits.
Oh, what? Name one.
No, I mean, I'm not sure. Some of
it. You got it.
I would.
No, she has, though. I mean, I'm not a big follower of her, but she has.
Nobody is. I'm just saying. I'd rather
listen to Celine Dion.
Celine
She's easy
Dion.
On the eyes is all I'm. You know.
Well, I don't know. Depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah. So is Alicia Keys and many others.
Oh yeah.
Oh, but what about Sheryl Crow?
Sheryl Crow.
Now to me, Sheryl Crow belongs in a Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks
is there. Isn't
I
she?
Think she's. Yeah.
What about Annie Lennox?
Now she's very good.
From the
she's very deep.
Yeah.
Very deep.
Sweet dreams are made of. Every time I say the word Annie Lennox, that song just pops into my head.
And I think Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift belongs in a Hall of Fame.
Man, that girl.
She is so smart to write these songs about these men who she's been with and then never says who it is. And then they just, I think that's brilliant.
Patsy Cline.
If we sat here and talked about somebody and then never said who we were talking about, people would say, "Oh, who are they talking about?"
Yeah.
Yes. You know, I think I have the Taylor Swift version of Santa Baby.
Taylor Swift does a remake of
Santa
Baby.
Yes, he does.
Really?
I gotta hear this.
Well, we'll try to get it up
before you
anybody
go there.
Calling?
Mariah Carey won the. She has the 2018 Soul Train Music Award.
Probably stole it from somebody outside.
she broke in Eartha Kitt's house.
She clocked Dion Warwick outside and took the. She didn't win that on her own. I know. She Soul Train.
Mariah, we love you here in Marion, Ohio.
Are you talking about Don Cornelius Soul Train?
Yeah. Dun, 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 the one dun, and only.
The Soul Train.
Get your groove on.
Oh, and people. What was that aisle called where people danced down?
Oh, yeah.
The Soul Train line.
The Soul Train line. See, that was hip.
Yeah.
Dick Clark was not hip.
They was ahead of their time.
Dick Clark was over there doing a
bandstand.
Yeah.
And you know when she done the Super Bowl? I mean.
What are we talking about?
Mariah Carey.
Oh, well, are we still on Mariah Carey? only got 34 minutes left in the Thanksgiving Eve holiday.
Keep going, Sean.
Tell us what else she won. Who'd she do? What'd she do? Knock out Sheryl Crow on the Grammy Awards? Take a Grammy?
Yeah.
We're trying to get to Taylor
Swift. If you had a choice between Mariah Carey or Beyonce, which would it be?
I'm going to have to say Mariah Carey.
No, but Beyonce's very good.
I'm not a big Beyonce fan.
Okay.
You, what do you think, Ted?
Jay-Z, don't you do a thing to him.
That's right.
Okay. you know, that not Jay-Z, but who's the one who's, God love him, he's a little off right now.
Kanye,
yes. Yeah. What a poor boy.
Yeah.
Matt, feel bad for him.
He's going through something, yeah.
Well, it's the curse of the Kardashian.
Oh, that's right. He's with a Kardashian. Yeah, right. Oh, right. If that don't screw you up, nothing will. Yeah.
He's with a Kardashian.
Who's Kardashian?
And they feel like he's freeloading, and the man is very wealthy.
They did to Bruce Jenner. They took an Olympic award winner and made him a woman.
Yeah.
Didn't one of the ladies lost their house in that fires?
One of the Kardashians?
Yes. Then?
I don't care. I mean, I feel bad that they might have.
I just wonder what their hind parts are going to look like after all of those silicone injections and everything wear off, man.
They're going to look like about a 100-year-old caboose on a drain.
Yeah. Some cottage cheese.
I just pictured that there.
You know, just a sagging behind, dragging and sagging.
Come on, Marion, 740-383-9944. What's on your dinner table tonight or will be tomorrow morning? We want to know it.
You know, what is the main difference between sweet potato pie and pumpkin pie?
I mean, whatever it is, I like sweet potato more so than pumpkin.
Now, we're going to play the very, not widely performed, but Santa Baby by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Well, here we're going to hear it.
Let's go.
Are ready?
I'm ready.
You got any more information there, Sean?
No, not yet.
Mariah Carey picked up any more words along the way?
Mariah was married to Tommy Mottola.
Here we go. Santa Baby, made popular by the late, great Eartha Kitt, who died on Christmas Day. Yep, she did.
Baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Cover.
What do you think, Ted?
It's not a bad cover. She didn't try to get too earthy on that. Put that country twang to it. Yeah, I like that.
It's kind of like Santa Baby at the Who's Gal.
I thought she was going to try to impersonate Earth at some point.
You know, this song's really about greed.
That what it is?
Yeah. She wants a ring. She wants all this.
Yeah.
Go.
Diamonds and gold.
You know who originally wrote this song? The great-great-grandfather of great-great-grandfather Kardashian. He did.
Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
I bet OJ liked that.
Santa honey, this or Dr. J. I really do need the deed to a platinum mine. Santa honey, so hurry down the chimney tonight. What's that tennis player that they think is Dr. J and Chris Kardashian's daughter?
Come and trim my Christmas tree. With some decorations bought at
Tiffany's.
I really
think
do.
Your last name's Washington.
Leaving you, let's see if
you know, this version is not as good.
Are you knocking Taylor Swift on Thanksgiving Eve?
I'm not a big fan of Taylor Swift either,
but you went to the
I think I think let's play the real version now. After this,
we just heard the song. We got 2.5 hours left to go.
We'll try later on.
Wait for Eartha Kitt.
Well, you know, Richard, you're a vocalist. What do you think that how'd she, you know, cover that too?
She did it her way, and that's what most artists do. You know, when they do other people's songs, they usually put it in their form.
Now, what do you think about Mariah Carey?
I think Mariah Carey is a very good singer. She's a very good singer.
And she should stay off the stage.
Absolutely not.
Well, I don't think so. Yeah, I think she's one.
How old is Mariah? In her 50s?
Who cares?
I think she's getting near 50.
Who cares? She's really a good-looking lady.
She doesn't look 50.
She can sing.
She's a beautiful lady.
But we don't want to have her. See, here's the problem, though. When they light that tree up in Rockefeller Center, they always have her. Now they're singing this song. And that's not, no, that's not Christmas to me. I mean, you need to have the real, like the Drifters. Now, why don't they get the Drifters out there?
Yeah.
Or who else is still alive?
I think it's somebody that you never interviewed.
What do you mean, like band-wise?
Yeah, who's still alive? Who's a Christmas hit? Gayla Peavy.
The Hughes Corporation.
Gayla Peavy out there singing, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah.
At the tree lighting.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
And get a few members of the Partridge Family.
And Brenda Lee. Brenda and Dr. Elmo. Dr. Elmo doing Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Now, is that a woman or a man that sings that?
Who?
Dr. Elmo. Is that a man?
That's a man.
Yeah.
So why do we have to have Mariah Carey out there singing that song that we don't even know what it means?
Well, she's popular.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Is you. That's no Stevie Wonder. What's the one he did? The song he did at Christmas.
Oh, I want to hang.
It's not Feliz Navidad. It wasn't Feliz Navidad.
No, they used it in the Old Navy commercials at Christmas. Yeah. Oh, what was it?
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about. With the Jeffersons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
George and Lou in Old Navy, and she'd go, George, did you know that Old Navy has 2-for-1 at Christmas time? And he'd go, Wheezy, I didn't know that. And, you know. Then Stevie Wonder.
I love that really? Stevie I Wonder never, song.
Yeah. It's a great Christmas tune.
It's amazing how he could play that piano.
It is
amazing. Yeah.
Ray Charles.
Yeah, he's
same
another,
thing.
He's another
one. Same thing.
Yeah. Well, let's see if I can find Stevie Wonder because the Carpenters. The Carpenters had a tremendous.
Karen Carpenter.
Yeah.
She was the one.
And what band was Cass Elliott? Mamas and Papas.
Yeah.
She died.
Prematurely.
That was a lie, though.
Yeah.
See, that was fake news back before there really was fake news.
Yeah, exactly.
We're looking for Stevie Wonder here.
Yeah.
If you say the name, I'm gonna be mad that I forgot.
I know.
Isn't it awful? We've forgotten what Stevie Wonder did.
That's a classic.
I know that commercial was popular. It ran for
What Christmas Means to Me.
That's
is
right.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Let's see if this is Stevie. If this is the one.
Someday at Christmas, there will be one.
You'll be thinking of Old Navy.
He said Old Navy.
You remember that song, yeah.
Yep, this is it.
This is it, yeah.
Yep. Have you got your Old Navy fleece ready?
Old Navy.
2-for-1.
Oh, yeah. Candles burning low.
Yeah.
Lots of mistletoe.
Someday.
Everywhere we go.
Someday at Christmas.
Choir singing carols.
Boy, Stevie gets down.
Oh,
right
man.
Outside yes, he does. My door. All these things and more.
Jesus.
And it sounds like little Stevie when he was a little younger.
Yeah. How old is he, Bell?
Probably in his 70s.
70s?
Yeah, he's. Yeah. And he's still kicking strong.
How old is he now?
He's somewhere close to 70s if he ain't 70.
Dion Ross is 75.
Dionne Warwick's still with us.
84. No,
Cicely Tyson got her first Oscar the other day at 93.
Really?
What?
Yes. Cicely Tyson.
For Sounder.
Oh, that's what Christmas means to me.
Oh, poor Cicely.
Who is that looked over?
She was overlooked, and now she's got one.
Was she able to walk in the
city? Oh, she was there. The gown and the... Cicely Tyson's a talented woman.
She's a real good actress.
Played in some unbelievable movies.
Yes.
Roots.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Jane Pittman.
Bye.
When you would walk into an Old Navy at Christmas, this was just on a loop.
Are they even in business anymore?
Old Navy.
Of course they are.
They are.
Are they?
Haven't you got your performance fleece ready for Christmas?
They just don't have one to marry anymore or nothing, right?
Is there one in
Blair?
Mansfield.
Do they proposition anything for that property over there that you guys were located in that mall?
No, I think it's tumbleweeds over there now.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Great place.
Thank you, Stevie.
That's Stevie Wonder. And right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Glad to have everybody here on this Thanksgiving Eve 2018 with yours truly, Ted Williams, the man with the God-given golden voice, and Richard Battle of the Battle Plan Show Band, along with the Hughes Corporation, who is responsible for great hits, including Rock the Boat.
Oh, give us a little of Rock the Boat again. That was good in hour number one.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. Ever since that voyage of love began, your touches thrill me like the rush of the wind, and your arms just held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harmony.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
That was Ted Williams. We just want to let you know that. That last part was Ted.
He was waiting for that.
I was waiting on him to kill the song.
Oh, he ran it right in there. That was good.
Good.
Now, Ted, one of Terry's favorite songs is "I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas." True or false?
Are you kidding me?
False.
Really?
No, that's a lie.
Is it really, Terry?
It's Thanksgiving Eve. Now tell the truth.
False.
That's
false.
Only when he's in the feedback.
When he's stressed.
He's like, where's the hippopotamus? Where's the hippopotamus?
Did you know that the hippo had died?
No. What zoo was this? Did he come
and
to
then
zoo?
They deep-fried him after
they
that.
Deep-fried him.
San Diego?
For Thanksgiving.
I think he was in Atlanta. That's where Gala lived as a child.
My first exposure to that was Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom with Marlon Perkins.
Oh, Marlon.
Well, if he died in Atlanta, they probably did deep-fry him.
They might. Well, so where do you bury a hippo?
Hippo and waffle.
Anywhere he wants to be. So what did they do with the second one? Did it die too?
No, hippo, it's still down in the zoo.
Oh, it's still down there.
Yeah, it's down in the zoo. You didn't know. They raised a bazillion dollars.
A lot of batter
to
put on that thing.
Yeah. Now, is that
fried hippo.
Atlanta, is that the place where they have the largest zoo?
No, San Diego.
San Diego.
Yeah, I think it's
San Diego.
Yeah, San Diego or Los Angeles.
Okay, but I think San Diego.
Yeah, LA.
Columbus.
Or maybe I'm thinking about the aquarium. Maybe I'm thinking about the aquarium.
Zoo director emeritus.
Yeah, Cincinnati had a big zoo.
They did
down there. Yeah,
we got Jungle Jack Anna down.
Oh, we got to give it to our Columbus Zoo.
You know.
Yeah, there you go.
You got to keep this nailed down. Yeah. Jungle Jack. Jim Fowler is not a fan of Jungle Jack Anna.
Really?
Yeah, they had some problems there. When you brought up Wild Kingdom, Jim Fowler apparently tried to teach Jack Hanna, and Jack Hanna was not receptive to the teaching.
He said the only difference between him and Jack was he had a better agent.
Well, you know, Jungle Jack is down there from the Appalachian parts, deep in the jungles or the mountains of Midwestern Appalachia.
Jungle Jack doesn't speak right, though. He doesn't speak correct English.
Well, he's just a country boy.
He's a country boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not going
to
end
he
up
listens
with
to Randy there. Travis and smokes Marlboros.
So that means you could take the guy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the guy.
Can't take the well, it's like you can take the hippo out of the song, but you can't take the song out of the hippo.
Yeah, there you go.
Now,
unless he eats it.
Now, what is your favorite Christmas song, Terry? We did this in hour number one.
Yeah.
This is like Pyramid.
Probably Silver Bells.
Silver Bells.
Silver Bells.
Silver Bells. It's Christmas time
in the city.
Ring-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling.
Soon it will be.
Would y'all give me a hint?
Yeah, come on, man.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow.
Santa.
We'll find it hard to sleep tonight. Wow. 'Cause they know that Santa's on his way.
Wow.
He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh.
Oh.
And every mother's child is gonna spy. Wow. To see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase.
Mommy.
From kids to 1 to 92.
Oh.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now that was my favorite. That was one of my favorites.
Right.
Yeah.
That is the epitome of a Christmas song.
That's good.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
A beautiful Christmas tune. You sang that recently for us, Ted?
Yeah, but yes, I did. It ended up on the editing floor.
Yeah. And he kind of made me mad when he was singing it, so I kept saying, wait a minute, Ted, not there like this.
It'll be released soon.
Hey, listen, when you find out that there's a Battle Plan show band concert coming up, believe me, you are in for a treat.
Oh, and the holidays are a good time for that sort of thing to go on.
Now, you know, I have to say it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I love that. And I also, last but not least, of course, the one you sing. And what's the one that Johnny Mathis made famous? The Christmas song, Johnny Mathis. It's a wonderful... It's wonderful.
Johnny Mathis?
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful.
Wonderful, yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
Is that Christmas?
Is it? No, it may not be.
He did do.
Hey, listen, 740-383-9944. 383-9944, area code 740-WWGH-107.1 for your holiday spirit. It's nothing but the best. Richard Battle, yours truly, along with Terry and Sean, and, of course, the incomparable Scott Spears.
You know, Terry, are you going to sing now Mariah Carey for us? All I Want for Christmas Is You? I mean, what does it mean?
She's just telling you what she wants for Christmas.
Who, though? Who's the you?
Whoever.
Whoever?
It's almost like a Valentine's song gone awry.
Yeah, it's really not Christmas. What is Christmas?
All I Want for Christmas is you.
I think
and you.
Yeah.
And you.
You know, she's been around the block.
A couple of times.
Like Jenny on the Block. I told you there was a similarity of Jennifer Lopez and Mariah Carey.
Of course there was.
The Christmas songs that they're making now.
Round Away Girl.
Just don't have that same feeling like it did, you know, like when we was kids.
No.
It's not the same. So that's probably why you ain't liking Mariah Carey as far as that. So
I mean, I appreciate that she tried.
I understand what you're saying, though, because I like the traditional.
Paul McCartney, I like that Paul McCartney one.
Oh, the Paul McCartney one. What was
simply
that?
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Boy, you got Terry in the spirit on that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like
he woke
that.
Up.
Yeah. And so did George Harrison made one that was pretty popular.
Now, Paul McCartney, now there's a talented guy.
Oh, truly.
You know, he did not get the
credit.
Very
wealthy, too.
He is. He's loaded. And he married that girl who had one leg, remember?
Yeah, Linda
the model.
Yeah, what was her name?
Linda McCartney. She passed away, didn't she?
She passed away, but then he married the one with one leg.
Oh, yeah.
She was on Dancing with the Stars. Remember when her leg fell off?
Oh, yeah.
When she was it was awful.
Really?
Just very
distracting. Did they have that on YouTube?
Yeah, that was her leg went. What was her name? Mrs. McCartney.
Heather Moore.
Wasn't that live on TV?
Yeah, live.
That happened live on TV.
Leg just fell right off.
I thought it was Heather.
Heather McCartney?
Yeah, Heather. Heather does sound familiar for that. Hey, but let me
Heather
tell you,
Mills.
You know who lays...
Heather Mills.
Yeah.
Right,
that's absolutely right.
Heather Mills.
He's got it.
Now, but Paul McCartney is a very talented man. He's I think he was underrated because of John Lennon.
Yeah.
You know, everybody liked John Lennon, and they weren't paying attention to Paul McCartney.
A friend of mine told me a funny story about him, though. He said he went to a Paul McCartney show at the Schottenstein Center. Said this young girl and her mom were there, and they were dancing. He said the young girl looks at her mom and says, Mom, said, was Paul McCartney ever in a band before Wings?
Hey, didn't you tell me, or maybe I got you wrong, didn't you interview Scott Wayne Brady?
Yes, I've interviewed Wayne Brady.
Yeah, Wayne Brady.
Paul McCartney wrote a lot of them Beatles songs that a lot of people don't know.
Well, the Beatles...
Lennon McCartney.
Yeah, he wrote a lot of them.
The Beatles are our Mozart, are our Beethoven.
Yeah.
It will be around a thousand years from now. You know, we can all argue who the greatest band of all time is, but if you really look at it, the only band that's of that age that you're going to find on a 10-year-old's iPad, iPhone, whatever, is a Beatles song. You will hear Beatles songs on young kids.
Yeah. And Michael Jackson owned the catalog.
He did. And
he did at one time.
And then he owned a chimpanzee, too, at one
point. the Elephant Man bones he owned.
I don't know if that was true or not.
I was just recently watching an auction of all of the Jackson 5 and all of the Michael Jackson memorabilia that you could possibly think of, from the glove to the... They didn't even drum up $20,000
For the whole Jackson catalog?
No, no. For the for like the jackets that they wore in the Jackson 5 days. Yeah. You know, Michael's silver socks or glitter socks and the glove and many of the other things. You know, the beaded outfit. And nobody beaded on anything.
Now, didn't Joe Jackson just die also?
Yeah, Joe
just
said.
Recently, was that a couple months ago or
I
something?
I believe so. He was a strong disciplinarian, yeah. Joe Jackson.
Well, I wish somebody would have whooped me into this big fame.
Whooped me into fame.
Yeah. They were from Indiana, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, Gary, Indiana. And boy, that Joe Jackson, he was a desk master. Yeah. Didn't even live with his wife. She couldn't take it.
He had a few illegitimate children. You know, that his wife.
What's Mrs. Jackson's name?
Catherine.
Catherine. Now, she's still with us.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
She's rather elderly now.
I think she's the one who has the estate now.
Yeah,
I think she's everything's under
so
her.
So is Paris, Blanket, and Prince.
Are
Jackson.
All with Catherine
with
Jackson.
Catherine, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Catherine, 90-something years old.
She's close to it.
Now, didn't Paris, though, isn't she the one that discovered this new guy, The Weeknd?
I believe he did discover someone.
What?
I believe they did discover somebody.
Didn't she date him or something, that guy?
Who?
Paris Jackson, the daughter of Michael.
Yeah, she dated The Weeknd?
Yeah, there's an artist. There's an artist named, he's really, he sounds just the like Weeknd. Michael Jackson. Yeah.
I think Mariah Carey's dated Tuesday.
He's just another part
I got one person. Bing Crosby. I like the Jingle Bells.
Crosby.
I said Crosby.
You said Cosby. Bill Cosby.
Did I say Cosby?
Is that Bill's brother?
Crosby.
Yeah.
Is that
Bill's brother?
Yeah.
Bill is somewhere else.
Now, you
this
know, I like White Christmas also by Bing.
Yeah. Bing had a... Had,
a he was I'm a dreaming of a white Christmas.
With
David Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
He was a strong disciplinarian, too. Bing Crosby.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't
I've
know why.
I've seen that behind the, what is it called? The True Hollywood Story.
I don't know why he was such a taskmaster.
Who's that?
Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby, yeah.
Bing Crosby and Joe Jackson, they were very angry people. I don't know why.
But they got lots of money.
Well, you know, they
get your butt over here, Tito.
Yeah,
they said Michael,
I learned this song.
They said Michael Jackson was like that also.
Well, I think Michael was afraid of Joe.
Yeah, I believe. I believe that to a certain extent, but I feel once he got older, I don't think he still had the fear that he could have still just been using that excuse.
Yeah,
but exactly. They did. But I did hear a story about Michael Jackson in Atlanta, and he was went to a seamstress, and they were supposed to have a certain thing ordered for him, and they said when they didn't have it, said he actually slapped the lady because he didn't have it on time, and he actually went in jail.
You have her?
And paid them not to air it. You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard that the kids had a rough life.
Yeah, they did. Well, I mean, you know, you got to think about it. I mean, you a child and you got fame like that.
My end scene is 39,
you're
not 34.
You're not going home. You're going to the next city. So I can imagine, you know, he lost his childhood. I can understand that. But, I mean.
Well, imagine going through life though with the name Blanket.
Oh, wow.
I have always wanted to meet Diana Ross. Always. I've seen her in concerts. I've always dreamed of interviewing her and all of that. I did not know that Diana Ross is only 5'4".
She's short.
Really?
Yeah. I really did not know that Diana Ross was 5'4".
She stood on the shoulders of legends.
Yeah. I never
and walked over him, too.
She did, too. Now, Diana Ross, wasn't she married to some... Who was she married to?
So one of those princes over in...
She was actually married to Barry Gordy.
Oh, yeah. They had a very rough relationship as well.
Yeah, Barry and...
Yeah, she was married
Barry and
Barry
Diana.
Well, Tracy Ellis Ross is a product of... Barry and Diana.
I think he has a son by her also.
Yeah, Rockwell.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah,
Rockwell. Well, Lenny Kravitz's mom.
You know they got a show.
Yeah.
From the Jeffersons. Roxy, yeah. Roxy Roker.
Roxy Roker, yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Was married to Mr. Kravitz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Lenny Kravitz, I just saw on the latest Rolling Stone magazine a picture of Zoe, who is the product of Lisa Bonet and Lenny Kravitz.
Lisa Bonet.
She is on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine this month, and she's naked.
Lisa Bonet?
No, the daughter. Zoe Bonet. No, Zoe Kravitz.
Thank God Bill's in prison and not around to see that.
Okay.
Oh, he put her to sleep a minute.
Put your cell phone down, Ted. Stop looking her up.
Now, wasn't that Lisa Bonet and Bill Cosby never got along, did they?
LisaBonet.com.
No, they got into a fight. There was always an argument there.
Yeah, they showed. Yeah. But you know, I think it was because she was in this movie, and it was like a movie dealing with witchcraft or something, and he didn't like the fact that
fire.
She took off her clothes and got naked in that movie.
Well, she got pregnant, too.
Yeah.
And Bill Cosby wouldn't have that.
Something of Fire. The 80s movie. Yeah, it was called Something of Fire.
I can't remember the name of it, but I remember the movie. But I mean,
I would imagine Bill was a strong disciplinarian on the set. I can believe.
Oh, without a doubt. He taught them kids well.
He said, now do what you're doing. And Felicia was there, you know. God bless her.
See, he couldn't tell them he was going to put them in movie scripts or write scenes around their character or whatever, because they were already in there. Felicia would have whipped his butt. At least Ahmad Rashad would have.
Oh, yeah, and now they're divorced.
Ahmad
and Felicia Rashad are divorced. Yeah.
Haven't they been divorced for
a little while?
What about Norm Nixon and Deborah?
Allen. Yeah. And that's her sister, right?
Yeah, Debbie Allen. Yeah.
She was on
Fame.
She was a dancer.
Yeah.
But it's too bad Bill's not doing well these days. But, you know.
Don't mess with Bill. Don't let Bill's vision, his disability.
Now how old is Bill Cosby?
Bill's got to be 80.
81.
Yeah, he's got
to
be 80.
How much time did he get? Like 3 to life or something?
Three to 10.
Three to 10. He might not even make it out of there.
I'll be making Joe pudding pups.
But they said he was a different guy, too. Like plates. Behind the scenes, they said he was a mess. Behind the scenes, you know.
Yeah.
He wasn't the Jell-O pudding pop dad. All that, yeah. Like, you know.
Shut up, I don't like Jell-O.
You know, there were a lot of people who have those Jekyll and Hyde personalities.
Yeah.
And Bill Cosby, I think, was one of them.
When Eddie Murphy said, tell Bill I said to have a Coke and a smile.
I think they arrogant.
Well, you know, I have to say something that I piggyback on what you said about people with talent or gifts or what was the word you used?
People who are creative.
Creative personalities are very dual. You know.
Depressed.
We can be happy 1 minute and very grumpy the next.
And they cut their ear off, like Van Gogh.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know? I mean, Van Gogh cut his ear off. That, and he was a very talented.
Or Mike Tyson bitten.
But I'm not sure how creative Mike Tyson is.
He was hungry that night or
something. Well, he wanted to add
look
a little.
Look at his tattoo on his. I mean, that's pretty creative.
Did he tattoo that himself?
I don't know. He probably designed it, I think.
He probably did because I can't figure out what it is.
Are you going to tell him it looks bad? I'm not going
to. I wouldn't tell Mike Tyson anything.
Oh, I would. I would love for him to hit me one good time.
Now, what games do we have on tomorrow for that for our feast tomorrow? What NFL games do we have to look at?
The Cowboys.
Cowboys play tomorrow?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It'll be a big game.
The Detroit Lions and the Bears, I think.
Uh-huh. Oh, now that's a good one.
And the Cowboys and the Panthers, I believe it is.
I believe so.
Oh.
Cam Newton.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Yep.
Yeah.
What a talent.
I'm a Cowboy fan. I think we already played Cam Newton and them already once.
Hey, well, let me ask you this. How are we going to fare in our Big Ten, Ohio State University in that championship series if we win tomorrow. Tomorrow's Michigan, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Saturday.
Wow.
I don't want to skip Thursday, so I'll just stay.
It'll be Thursday in 5 minutes.
All right,
well,
here we go.
I sure hope Urban Meyer get the Buckeyes together for tomorrow.
Urban Meyer.
Oh, that's right. We have a Michigan fan in here.
Oh, go blue in here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe the Buckeyes will lose on Saturday.
I'm actually thinking that.
Seth Sellinger is going to kill you.
He will. We will. Seth and I talked this through. I think they're arrogant, and I think they are not playing. They have no synergy.
Correct.
They got too comfortable.
Comfortable. Yes. Terry, what do you think?
Well, that last
Ohio
game,
State shirt on.
Go ahead, Terry.
You're going to see a different team.
Well, you're wrong. Ooh. John, what do you think?
We're coming to play.
I think it's going to be probably going in overtime. But Michigan is favored for 4 points.
I believe it's going to be a blowout. I believe Michigan is going
to
blow Ohio State.
OSU.
I'm a Ohio State fan to the end.
He has OSU draws on.
If they play like they've been playing, I actually believe Michigan is going to blow them out tomorrow, sadly to say.
48-10?
Because Michigan wants to win.
And if they ain't careful, Ohio State might not even get on the board.
740-383-9944. That's the number to call. WWGH. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to each and every one of our listeners.
And when
out
we
there.
Come back next hour, we'll be happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Hey, listen, nobody's going to call us and wish us a happy Thanksgiving? Go ahead, turn to Howard Stern then. I bet you he won't wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
No, he's not in the festive mood like we are here tonight.
That's right, that's right. WWGH is serving the community in many ways, and I just think we deserve at least one phone call, 740-383-9944. Now, the ones that we didn't air are the calls that got on there and said, I ain't bringing you no turkey. No, we ain't cooking tonight. We're going to Denny's.
We've got the tree up in the studio. We've got the ribbons and the Santa Clauses.
The holidays in here. It's nice
it's,
and warm.
It's the holidays. It's like being next to a roasty fire.
Well, the weather outside
is cold out and the fire is.
Oh, here comes a call. Okay. Ted, you drummed one up.
Here we go.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, happy Thanksgiving to you and Ted and Terry and the whole bunch.
Thank you. Thank you, Ralph. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Ralph.
You have a good evening.
You too.
Ralph, we love you.
I'm here. Have a good one now.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
See, they're out there. They're just... They're shy.
They got other stuff going on. I think.
Well, they're cooking.
Family, you know, family's probably in.
Family and friends on the holiday season. Now,
and this is also the biggest drinking, so they're probably.
What is a big drinking night? Yeah, well, what can you do? Yeah. Now, Sean, did you come up with any more facts on Mariah Carey?
No.
This is the one thing you've been tasked to do this hour.
Oh, I can come up with a whole bunch of stuff.
Give me something.
I mean, she's hot.
She taught.
She's hot.
Oh, she's hot. I thought you, in the headphones, song, you said she taught. And I said, that I know darn well that's not true. What could she teach?
Music?
Music?
I don't know. I don't know if she's that talented. I really don't. I think Mariah Carey
I've never
is...
known too many people
well, she's, to me, she's really, Mariah really talented.
I wouldn't say I'm anti-Mariah. I think I'm just...
She married to Nick Cannon. Was that who?
Yeah. But you know, she
has a, like, what's her guy's name?
A 10-year-old boy.
Yeah, she's married to someone else now, but she
he's
has...
much younger than...
But she sings a note, man, that I only heard one other... lady sang that note, and her name was Minnie Riperton, and it's like they sang it up in like a silver tone or something. It's like a note that I wish I could be up there.
It's a 3-octave.
Yeah, it's up there.
What is her famous song, Mariah Carey? What was she known for?
She got several. All I Want for Christmas.
That one.
No, what is her
song?
Big hit?
What is that song Someday. With that guy? Me and Mariah.
Someday.
Go back like babies are pacified.
How's that going?
You remember that song?
Pull it up on YouTube.
Well, I don't know. What's it like? Is it a hit?
I can't sing it, but I mean...
That's pretty bad when you ask, what is the hit of a particular artist and no one can come up with
one?
I
can't think of the name.
Yeah, we're just not thinking. We're thinking about holiday songs.
She had a couple of albums.
Oh, she did. That was ODB.
Yeah, that's right. That one I was just singing. Yeah, I can't think of the name of it, but that was one of her hits.
I don't recall that. I must have missed that one. I was out to lunch that day.
YouTube it.
She sung it right after Santa Baby.
she did Santa Baby too?
No, she did that song after Santa Baby.
I just don't know if the poor dear has any talent. I mean, God bless her heart. You know, don't you think? What do you think, Sean? She's talentless.
No, I think she's she has a lot of followers.
So do the Kardashians, and they don't have a lick of talent. What are the Kardashians famous for?
Drama TV, I think. Mostly like reality.
Your daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Kardashian. Yeah. He was a lawyer.
And the stepdad. And the stepdad.
Look what happened to him.
And then he Ray J. And
yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And
there
Dr.
was a video.
J.
Yeah,
that's
Dr. J and, Abe, and all the other J's. Yeah.
She had one of those X-rated videos.
Yep.
Oh, God. What a thing to be known for.
As a matter of fact, and her other sister
and
has
Lamar,
one also.
Lamar Odom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of a sad case.
What's that song by the Tom Tom Club called Genius of Love? Mariah did that song.
All right, here comes a caller for us.
I'm going to have some fun. Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello, my name's Kathleen.
Hey, Katie.
Hi.
Hi, baby. Hey, listen.
Hey, Katie.
There's Richard, and here's Tyra.
Hey, how are you?
And here's Terry.
Hey, how you doing?
And here's Sean.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Kathy.
I just wanted to touch bases with tonight's subject because it does happen to just fit me. And, you know, I am extremely grateful to be alive and happy. this holiday, as I've been very, very sick, and I've been able to be touched by an angel, so to speak, on more times than one, to be brought back to life, and basically, so I am very, very grateful to be around, and I hope all that are in my position feel the same way, and know that it's all God and some doctors too that He chooses to use. But
well, Kathy, I want you to know this is me. I want everybody to know out there that Kathy is my significant other. She's my mate. She's my companion. She's my friend, my lover, my mother, my father, and a few other things that I've deemed her as being in my life. And when I look at her laying on life support and things of that nature, I know she's very grateful because, you know, it's Thanksgiving. She'd love to be in the kitchen right now dancing around and yeah, making certain things. Macaroni and cheese. The woman is a pasta freak. So I know yeah, that would be in her menu. What would you cook right now, Katie, if you were home? In the, not necessarily for me, but for family and friends or for the crew right here. What would you be in there making?
Well, certainly a ham and certainly mac and cheese and pumpkin pie and just all the in-betweens of it.
What about the turkey?
Well, I guess I would have
Kathy
to
do doesn't like turkey too much. That was Richard.
I was just teasing.
Oh, okay. I guess I would have to do the turkey, though.
Yeah.
And candied yams, and I like to throw in something different, a Buckeye cookie or something.
Speaking of Buckeyes, are you a Buckeye fan, baby? I never knew.
Yes, I'm a terrible Buckeye fan.
All right.
But, I know this year I really miss my family and friends and miss being able to be up and around taking care of myself to be able to do that, the wonderful dinner and everything. I didn't ever know that it would come to this, and now that it has, it's a very scary, hurtful moment.
Yeah, there's family members that don't even care about the feelings of others, not Kathy's family necessarily, but this is a time to forgive and forget and be happy.
Amen.
Happy, yes. Forgive and forget. That's what God has enabled this this time of year. You know, there's so many that we wish were here that are not here. So for the ones that are here, let's love them. Let's call them and say happy holidays and all of those things, you know, because everybody needs love. Everybody, and everybody on this creative earth counts. Now, their bad actions and choices and the wrong sacrifices and straddling between God and Satan and all that, that's going to exist. So set aside Satan and call one of your family members that you haven't talked to in a long time and say, Happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful that you're still alive for me to say I love you. You're right. You're right, Tyron. Kathy, I love you.
Oh, I love you too, sweetheart.
Scott loves you, and so does Richard and Tyra and Sean. Tyra's dying to meet you. But, Kathy, on behalf of yourself and me, we wish the Marion-based listeners a big what?
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Kathy. Get well soon. Kathy. See you soon.
Okay, love you, Scott.
Bye-bye, Kathy. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
It's officially Thanksgiving.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, it's officially Thanksgiving.
It's officially, and we're going to break, and we're going to come back in 2 hours on this Thanksgiving broadcast. Hey, that's two right. Calls, 2 hours left to go. They're waking up now, Ted.
Hey, come on, get those calls in here. 383-9944, area code 740. That is WWGH. I want to thank the caller before Kathy for his fine words and kind words. 107.1 FM, the best of your holidays with us.
And you can catch my friend Scott Spears Monday through Friday from 12:10 until 2 p.m. right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.